Operation Wide Receiver began at a gun show in Tucson. Straw buyers picking up parts for AR-15 semi-autos and then smuggling them across the border into Sonora and Tijuana. Some of the weapons were trafficked inside gas tanks. Other shipments were mailed out to San Diego and then driven down from there. Mike Deddy is a licensed broker who worked the gun shows where he met a young man interested in his weapons back in 2006.
The amount that he bought was unusual, but then when he asked if I would have more, I told him I'd have another 20 parts coming later in the month, and he said to me he would take them all.
That's when Deddy became an informant for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and not only for the ATF. Federal informants also work with the U.S. Attorney's Office, who build cases off their information. Over the next few years, Deddy worked with ATF's chief supervisor in Tucson.
And at that time, he told me, he said, "Mike, I think we've got a really good chance of taking out a powerful cartel. Will you help us?" And I said, "Yeah."
Wide Receiver was a predecessor to the now notorious Fast and Furious gunwalking scheme. In fact, it's hard to know when one ended and the other began. In Wide Receiver, the plan was to allow cartel gun buyers to cross into Mexico and then notify Mexican law enforcement. But federal court records show that the same group of buyers was allowed to make straw purchases and smuggle the guns into Mexico for more than 1 year.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Good.
This is from a wire that Deddy wore for the ATF. In this case, he met the girlfriend of a Tijuana trafficker in the Tucson parking lot, an exotic dancer, Candy.
Good to see you.
See, you got the guns that I like, the ones with the wood?
Yeah, just like the ones you bought before.
Let me see them. I needed three of them.
Oh, I only have two.
Deddy says the ATF was pushing him to keep sales like this one going.
I have one that's very
I was just kind of a pawn in this game. Why they needed to keep allowing sales go to these people, I'm not sure. I can tell you.
Only nine people were ever charged in Wide Receiver. In the 2006 sale, the feds went after the group of young men who had gone to Deddy at the gun show. One of those men was Ishmael Bentancourt. He pleaded guilty this summer. He admitted to buying AR-15 components for others, and he admitted to shipping them to San Diego. Laura Udall is Bentancourt's attorney. She says that she has heard of drugs and money passed into the hands of criminals by police, but before taking his case, she had never heard of one involving guns.
The gun part is certainly new to me. They do it with any other type of crime, especially drug crimes, all the time.
The U.S. attorney for Arizona during Wide Receiver was Paul Charlton. He confirms that the ATF was tracking guns down to the border, but says he never knew what the operation was called.
But what I do recall is ATF talking with us about an operation in which they would surveil weapons from Tucson, including using aerial surveillance, and then upon the weapons arriving at the border, turn the surveillance over to Mexican law enforcement for interception there.
Charlton is now a private attorney. He was hired by the parents of slain Border Patrol agent Brian Terry to investigate the possibility of a case against ATF. Two guns from Wide Receiver's successor, Fast and Furious, turned up at the agent's crime scene last winter. Deddy's account of his involvement with Wide Receiver was confirmed by senior ATF officials in Phoenix. His company is also listed as a seller in the indictments that were filed. The Justice Department in Washington is not answering questions about its involvement in the operation, but federal court records seem to indicate Washington was fully aware of the project. Up until now, the Justice Department has said that gunwalking schemes were locally directed by its officials in Phoenix, not Washington, D.C. The ATF chief in Phoenix was reassigned this past summer after Fast and Furious surfaced. The U.S. attorney in Arizona quit as a result of the scandal. But in fact, in October 2010, the Justice Department quietly brought in a special prosecutor from Washington to handle the Wide Receiver cases in federal court in Tucson. Udall, the defense attorney, believes that that prosecutor, Laura Gwynn, knew the ATF had allowed the guns to move south.
She has to have known. She's talked to all the agents. She has to know. Again, it's not, she didn't do anything wrong by not telling me. They didn't do anything illegal. They do it all the time. It's just more immoral, I suppose, and dangerous.
Earlier this month, Congressman Daryl Issa issued a subpoena to Attorney General Eric Holder, ordering him to testify. So far, Holder has said that this past spring was the first time he had ever heard of ATF's gunwalking operations. In Tucson, I'm Michel Mariscal.